Hola de nuevo, fue mucho tiempo desde que los veo. Bueno, es que tenía que hacer muchas cosas. La escuela siempre me quita tiempo de esto. El domingo tengo muchas cosas que hacer también. Hoy vamos a comenzar una nueva serie. Y esta serie es nueva porque es de unos libros que los escribió Dav Pickley. Y también creó Captain Underpants, que es otra serie también, si se la han escuchado, y esta se llama Dogman, ¿ok? Bueno, vamos, no tengo todos, pero vamos a empezar con el primero, ¿ok? Cuando yo tenga todos, yo les mostraré yo no tengo todos, pero voy a tratar de conseguir todos para leérselos a ustedes. Bueno, no quiero gastarles mucho tiempo en este video porque, bueno, tenemos muchas, es un libro muy largo. Y además tenemos muchos mensajes, como casi no escuchen los que son viejos. Les voy a dar los mensajes de nuevo, ¿ok? Aquí van.
Hola, Gabriel, te felicito por esos mensajes tan bonitos que das en tus podcasts. Eres un niño muy inteligente porque hablas muy bien español, hablas muy bien inglés y te felicito. Gracias por tus historias. Ojalá un día me puedas contar una historia de tu perrito, el que tienes en casa, ¿ok? Cuídate mucho, te mando un abrazo muy grande. Bye, bye.
Hello, Gabriel. Sammy y yo disfrutamos de tu cuento el día de hoy. Felicidades por tu nuevo perrito. Estoy feliz que tengas un nuevo perrito. Acuérdate que es tu responsabilidad, no la de mami, recogerle al perrito, estar con el perrito y jugarlo. Si no, el perrito va a estar triste, ¿ok? Felicidades por tu perrito. Pronto lo vamos a conocer y mientras tanto me mandas fotos. Un beso. Bye.
Hola, Gabriel. How you doing? How you doing?
Gabriel, me encantan tus mensajes, tus cuentos. Me entretienen. Entonces espero ir poco a poco escuchando todos tus mensajes, todos tus cuentitos, ¿ok? Me encantas y nos inspiras aquí a tener una cuenta de Anchor. ¡Yay! Muy bien,
muy bien. Oh, yeah. Soy yo, Samuel. Toby, say hi.
Oh, hola. Hola, Gabriel. Me gustan tus cuentos.
Yeah, I like your podcast. Bye.
Hola, Gabriel. Me gustan muchos tus cuentos.
Hola Gabo, acabo de escuchar tu cuento, me encantó, muy bonito, espero puedas hacer muchísimos más y aquí te vamos a estar escuchando. Muchas felicidades por tu gran emprendimiento de los podcasts, te felicito mi Gabo lindo.
Bueno, ahí están nuestros mensajes, son todos. Si quieren darme mensajes, pueden ir en Anchor y ahí me pueden dejar mensajes. Antes de que yo empecé este podcast, escuchaba otro podcast llamado La Tía Botas. Pueden escuchar ese también. Bueno, para los que son, lo recomiendo para los menores de 3 años o 4 o 5. El resto pueden escuchar a estos, porque estos son divertidos, pero creo que quizás a unos papás no les guste. Yo entiendo eso perfectamente, pero si sus papás los dejan este episodio, pueden hacerlo. Si no, los dejan tranquilos. Otro canal llamado La Tía Botas también. Hay una así, también la habla y ella tiene muchos mensajes también. Puedes dejarle un mensaje a ella también. como ustedes quieran. Y bueno, vamos a empezar el cuento, que no quiero darles demasiadas cosas que están, quizás están en, se tienen que apurarse, entonces yo voy, no les voy a dejar demasiado tiempo, ¿ok? Que empiece el cuento. Dogman, Dav Pigley, Cradle of Captain Underpants. Dogman, Behind the Sunset. One time, George met Harold in kindergarten. Nice to meet you. Me too. They became best friends and started making comics. Their very first comic was an epic novella called The Adventures of Dogman. Over the years, they made tons of Dogman comic books. One day in fourth grade, they got a new idea. They started making a new comic. Soon, their lives got really complicated. There was danger, horror, and ridiculously convenient plot lines. And just when it seems like things couldn't get any worse, things got better. Hey! All the drama had come to an end, but there were still lots of unanswered questions. World or doubled? Where's Honey, Orlando, and Dom? George and Harold searched their treehouse for clues, but soon they got distracted. Hey, look! Oh, cool! It's a box full of old Dogman comics we made when we were kids. I forgot all about these. They read for hours. Ha ha ha, wrap me up. Now look at what you used to draw. Old school, and look how bad you used to spell. Well, what should we do now? Let's make a new comic book. How about Captain Underpants? Nah, let's do something different. How about a Dogman comic? Okay. And together, the two friends wrote and drew and laughed all afternoon. George tried to spell more better. Harold tried to draw simpler. And thus, Dogman was reborn and wish. Class, enjoy it. Dogman, Chapter 1. A Hero is Unleashed. Dogman by George and Harold. Beep, beep. Oh boy, my new couch is here. She's a real beauty, Chief. I know. We put it in your office. Thanks, fellas. I can't wait to be the first one to sit on it. Calling all cops. Come to my office. You can watch me break in my brand new couch. Oh boy, this is gonna be great. That... Hey! Officer Knight and Greg the dog. You got dirty shoes and dog hair everywhere. You're the worst cops ever. Get out of my sight. Aw, man. Chief is really mad at us again. I wish we could do something to impress him. Oh, no. That cop and that police dog are back. Who cares? Aren't you worried about those two? Heck no. Check this out. Officer Knight is a tough cop, but he ain't have brains. Greg is the dog is smart, but his body is his weakness. Yeah, but what if they work together? That might be a problem. Fortunately, I have a solution. Teehee. Help! It's a bomb! Officer Knight and Gray ran to defuse the bomb. Which wire should I cut, red or green? Grrr, okay, green it is. And snow, snip, kabooni. Oh no, I forgot the color blind. Wee-oo, and soon, how do you feel, old friend? Roof, me too. Soon, the doctor came with some super sad news. Boo-hoo-hoo. I'm sorry, Greg, but your body is dying, and your head is dying too, Cop. Rats! I sure hate my dying head, but just when all seemed lost. Hey, why don't we sew Greg's head into Cop's body? Good idea, Nurse Lady. You're a genius. Hooray! And they had a big operation. The doctor cut off Red's head and sewed it into the Cop's body. What a lucky day. And soon, a brand new crime-fighting sensation was unleashed. Hooray for Dogman! The news spread quickly. City News. Dogman is the world's greatest cop. Rats! I unwittingly created the greatest cop of ever. Fortunately, I know just how to stop him. The next day, well, you're the world's most greatest cop. You better watch out your step around here, Bob. I'm gonna keep my eye on you. Well, what do you have to say for yourself? Get out of here. Poor dog man. They had started out badly, but things were about to get worse. Ha, ha, ha. What's so funny? Today I'm going to destroy Dogman once and for all. How? Tell me, what are all dogs afraid of? Firecrackers? Oh, yes, I suppose that's true, but also dogs are afraid of vacuum cleaners. I built this baby last night. Gee, I think firecrackers would have been easier. Who asked you? You did? This had thousands of dollars and of the latest technology. Firecrackers only cost $5. Enough with the firecrackers. This is way cooler. And once I turn it on, I will chase Dogman, and it won't stop until he gets sucked up. Ha 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 ha. Yee-haw. Oh, Dogman, let's go, Roomba. Go and run. You haven't got a chance. This vacuum has a 6,000 HP motor, an endless power supply, and the bag expands, so it can suck almost anything. When Dogman heard the word almost, he got an idea. Gulp. Dude, that giant vacuum cleaner just swallowed my surfboard. Bummer, dude. The vacuum followed Dogman into the sea. Hey, let's get out of water, okay? I can't swim. Besides, this vacuum cleaner isn't supposed to get wet. No fair. Dogman dived down, and the vacuum started to sucking up the sea. The big vacuum that got fuller and fuller and fuller. Meanwhile, underwater, Dogman was losing the battle. Gulp! The vacuum cleaner had won the war. Or had he? I gotta get out of here before this bag of seawater bursts. Whoa! Boing, boing. Petey grabbed with his claws, but suddenly the vacuum bag began to rip. Rip. Pop. Petey got washed away in the super tidal wave. It looked like this was the end. Hey, you saved me, Dogman. You saved me. You're not such a bad guy after all. I've got one word to say to you. Click. Rats. Flip-ro-ro-ro-rama. Be a flip-ro-rama master. Here's how it works. Flip it. Don't rip it. First, place your left hand inside the dotted lines marked left hand here. Hold the book open flat. Step 2. Grab the right hand page within your thumb and the index finger inside the dotted lines marked right thumb here. Step 3. Quickly flip the right hand page back and forth until the picture appears to be animated. The tidal wave got smaller and smaller until it ended at just the right spot. Hey, cops! Dogman captured Petey. This called for a celebration. For he's a jolly good doggy. Well, Dogman, I guess I was wrong about you. Put her here. Hooray for Dogman. Chapter 2, Robo Chief. One day, this happened. Splash! I am back! Clunk! No, Dogman! No! Stop! Get off! Bad doggy! Bad, bad, bad! Bad Dogman! Why do you always have to do that? Grrr! Who chewed up my dirty tissues? Who ate my slippers? Simp, simp. Who peed on my floor? Everybody in my office now. All right. Which one of you chewed up my tissues and ate my slippers and peed my floor? Just as I suspected. Everybody out except Dogman. You are in big trouble! Psst. Chief, Mayor's here. Uh-oh. send her right in. Howdy, Mayor. Don't howdy, Mayor, me. Have you seen today's news? Chief is soft on crime. Petey escaped from cat jail 8 times. Lasted poll. Everybody hates Chief. You're in big trouble, Chief. You better straighten up or I'll replace you with a robot. Slam. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Suddenly, Dogman, Super Ears, heard something. He rushed to the window. Soon, my evil plan will become reality. Ha, ha, ha. Dogman followed Mayor to strange factory. He peeked through the window and recorded evidence on his phone. So, Dr. Scum, how is our evil robot coming along? Pretty good. Awesome. Soon I shall take it over to the city. My evil plan will begin in 33 seconds. Cool. 33 seconds later. Petey, you got a package. Give me it. What's this? Shake, shake, shake. Awesome! Now I'm completely invisible. Oh, guard. Yeah? Oh no, Petey's gone! Where did he go? Petey? Tee-hee-hee. I love being invisible. Splash! Ha ha ha. A ghost! Soon? Petey walked out of cat jail. Free at last. Ha ha. Then, ring, ring. Hello, there's been a jail escape? Where? At the jail? Oh. Hey, Chief. Petey busted out of jail again. Oh, no. Soon, the mayor returned to the police station. Wham, Chief, check this out. I tried to warn you, but you leave me no choice. You're fired, bub. Dr. Scone, send in the chief replacement. Okay. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Clunk, clunk. I am Robo Chief. Robo Chief is your new boss. And I am Robo Chief's boss. Ha, 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 ha. Must obey mayor. Ha 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 ha. Now that chief is gone, I can run this town my way. And you better not try to stop me or you'll end up in the junkyard. Meanwhile, it's good to be the king. Okay, Dr. Scum, it's time to put our evil plan in action. No problem. Soon, Dr. Scone and his team of bad guys built a bunch of rotten business. Ha 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 ha. And all the cops were ordered to stay away. Don't go near Mayor's new stories or you'll be fired. It was the perfect crime. Ha 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 ha. Except for one thing. Hey, look at all those rotten stores. Invisible Petey was not happy. Somebody is trying to muscle in my territory. I have to stop those evil jerks. There can only be one villain in this town. Invisible Petey got right to work. He followed each customer into rotten stores. I'll take one bomb, please. Here you go. But then, hey, my pants fell down. Now they fell back up. Zip. Ah, it's a ghost. Invisible Petey followed other customers into the rotten stores and pulled their pants down, too. Triple flipperama, anime action cheesily. Here's how. Add your own sound effects. Hold book open like this. Flip page back and forth. And so, yeah, it's a ghost. Let me out of here. Hi, Dr. Scone. What's up, Mayor? It's a disaster. All your rotten stores are haunted. An invisible ghost is scaring all the customers away. An invisible ghost? Petey! Robo Chief, get in here. Yes, Mayor. Go find Invisible Petey and destroy him. Yes, sir. Robert Chief ran to town and stared at an attack. Invisible Petey, prepared to meet thy doom. Invisible Petey was not afraid. Invisible Petey ran to a rotten store. And right here, oh yeah, pow. Zip, kaboom. Invisible Petey had zipped away just in time. He ran to another rotten store. Ha ha. Hey, Bob dude, Robo dude, I'm over here now. Oh yeah? Again, Petey zipped just in time. Blam. Invisible Petey ran for store, rotten store. You back to rotten store. You miss me. Until every rotten store was gone. Invisible Petey ran to the playground. Bet you can't catch me. He ran over the car through slide. I'm down here. Oh yeah? Pow. Zip. Glunk, 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 glunk. Kaboom. Ha ha. Soon. Ring, ring. Hello, Dr. Scoon. How did Robo Chief destroy Invisible Petey? Dr. Scoon told the mayor bad news. No! Mayor had one last plan up her evil sleeve. She drove the cop to the cop station. Dogman, you must stop Invisible Petey. Use your dog nose to sniff him out. Get him! Dogman ran to town. Sniff, sniff, sniff. Soon he picked up a scent. Oh no, here comes Dogman. Chomp, yikes, that was a close one. Dogman chased Invisible Petey all over town. Chomp, but Invisible Petey just was too quick. Ha ha, you'll never catch me, Dogman, because I'm covered with invisible spray, and I'm never washing it off. Then Dogman got a good idea. Dogman ran to a nearby Kindle pool and dived in. Splash! Dogman was all wet. Now it was time to dry off. Flip Rodama. Super Soaker. The water sprayed everywhere, and soon, hey, I'm getting all wet. My invisibility spray is washing off. Oh no. And now, Dogman could smell Petey and see him. No way, I can explain. Click, rats. Soon, couple words. Ladies and gentlemen, today we honor Dogman because he captured Petey and stuff. Get up here. Speech. Speech. Dogman did not know how to give a speech, but he knew how to play a video. Beep. How is our even robot coming along? Pretty good. Awesome. Soon, I shall use him to take over the city. Huh? Well, wait, I can explain. Click. And so, boo-hoo. Mayor Jill. 1 week later. Hi, cops. I am the new mayor. It's my job to appoint a new chief. Who should I pick? Chomp. Where is he going? Beats me. Everybody chased Dogman across the town until ding dong. Oh, hi Dogman. Plop. Ew, you slobber all over me. So Chief got his old job back, and soon everything was back to normal. Hey, chapter 3. And now we get ready for a trip down memory lane. This next chapter is a comic we made back in first grade. It's an extended director's cut, and I fixed the spelling. Our teachers hated it so much, she sent this angry note to our moms. Tee-hee. We hope you like it better than she did. Bookum, Dogman, by George B. and Harold H. Treehouse Comics. One day, Petey sat in his jail cell feeling sad. Rats, every time I have an evil plan, Dogman always marks me out. How come he's so dark smart? So Petey decided to find out. That day in the jail yard, Petey got an escape plan. He sat on the seesaw. Yo, Big Jim, come over and seesaw with me. Okay. Whee! So long, Lucas. I'm free. Not to find out what makes Dogman so smart. So Petey sneaked to Dogman's house. He's reading. Petey used his smart turner to check. Dogman was getting smarter by the minute. So reading makes you smart, eh? So then I must destroy all the books. 1 week later, Eureka! Behold, I just invented the world be gone. $2 million. He aimed it at a book. Zap, it worked. No more words. Petey sapped around everything in sight. Ha ha. Petey zapped all of the books in the city. Hey, all our books are blank. Ha ha. Then he zapped all the books in the country. Ours two, ours three. Then Petey got in an airplane and zapped all the books in the whole world. Teehee. Before too long, rats, all the books are on Earth are blank. Oh man, we're us. Soon everybody forgot about breeding. Oh well, whatever. And people started getting really dumb. Doi, super doi. 2 weeks later. Awesome! The world is super dumb. Now it's my chance to have some fun. Petey walked to the fancy car lot. Hey, Bob, get me that car. My cat has 11 puppies. Okay. I just want to take that one over there. My mommy is 5 years old. So long, sucker. Bye-bye, Froggy. The same thing happened at the bank. Thanks for the free money. My shoes are getting married. I'm the electronic star. Thanks for the free TV. This apple tastes funny. And so, that was too easy. Meanwhile, at the police, we're all busy doing some dumb stuff too. Chief, why? Somebody pooped in your office. Why are you holding it in your hand? Because I didn't want to step it in it. Good thinking. We must solve this terrible crime. I put my best friend into it. Get me Dogman. Soon Dogman came running. Dogman, go find who pooped in office. Dogman will solve this crime. Awesome! High five! Rep, hey! What's sticks in here? I have no idea. Dogman was pretty dumb because he didn't read no more, but he tried to solve the crime anyway. He questioned a chair. He gave lie detector tests to some pee. He worked in with a sketch artist. And he even went to sneak out, but he couldn't still solve the crime. Meanwhile, Petey was having trouble of his own. He couldn't enjoy his new TV because shows were so dumb. The Welcome to the 13 o'clock news or top story. Me go boom in my patties. He couldn't enjoy his new car because mechanics were so dumb. But you told us to fill it up with gas. He couldn't even enjoy his sick lab anymore because his butler was so dumb. I told you this garbage. Take this garbage out last week. I did. I took it to the movie. Then I took it to a nice romantic dinner. I took him to the amusement park. Get out. But we're in love. It was no fun being smarter than everybody else. Everywhere PD went, dumb stuff happened. I'll take 12 donuts, please. Hi, welcome to Drippy's. Hi, 12 donuts, please. Can I take your order? Yeah, 12 donuts, please. Sorry, we only sell them by the dozen. Okay, I'll take a dozen then. Sorry, don't have a donut. We only have 16. Fine, give me 16 then. 16 bagels. Wait, I want donuts, not bagels. Jeez, make up your mind. Do you want mustard on those? Mustard for what? For your bagels. I don't want bagels. I don't want mustard. I just want donuts. 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 Okay, you don't have to yell. I'm not an idiot. I'm an intelligent person. Don't be disrespecting me. Sorry, that's better. Here's your bagels, lady. Hey, Bob, can you help me, please? I haven't eaten in 3 days. I'm starving. Here, have some bagels. No, thanks. I don't like bagels. I can't take it anymore. If one more dumb thing happens, I'm gonna. Hey, look. That's a giraffe who gave us the cool car. Oh, yeah. Hey, do you want a cigar? Sure. Boom. Eddie hadn't had a bath in ages. Boy, Petey stinky. Little dog man was still trying to find out who pooped in juice office. His main suspect was an apple tree. Suddenly, Dogman smelled something. Dogman followed the cat smell to Petey's hideout. He went inside and found Petey's secret stack of books. Dogman started to read. Dogman read all night long. and he got smarter and smarter. The next morning, Dogman had a plan. He brought the books to school and gave them to the kids. Read ya, darn ya, read. The kids read and read, and then, hooray, we're smart again. Soon, Petey woke up to a shock. My books! Petey followed the trail of books. It led to the school. Then the bell rang. Oh no, I got to get those books. Flipperama, the swing set smacker. Book by the seesaw. Flip-a-llama, the seesaw's musher. Oh no, there's another book by the spring riders. Spring break. So Petey got captured. Rats. Dogman reversed the word gone, book gone, 2,000, and soon the books on Earth got zapped back to normal. Hooray for Dogman! Epic Loot Guide. The next day, Dogman found a security camera video. They all watched it together. Soon they discovered who pooed in Chief's office. Dogman! Chapter 4. Winnie Wars. The Franks are working. Dogman. In the Winnie Wars, the Franks are running. One time at Cat Jail, mail delivery time. Here, Fluffy, you got a letter. Thanks. Here, Big Jim, you got candy. Yay. Hey, Petey, you got something too. Give me it. At last. Rip, rip, rip. Loving spray. Loving spray. Bring stuff to life. Directions. Spray it on something. Watch it come to life and stuff. Running. Contents under pressure. Keep away from flames and stuff. What should I spray it on then? Lunchtime. Here's your food, Petey. Aw, hot dogs again. Hey. Shake, shake, shake. Psst. Hi there. Let's be friends. Let's not. Go get me this gel, the keys to this gel cell, and make it snappy. Here's your keys. Gimme. Now I can unlock my gel cell. I'm free. Now can we be friends? 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 You wanna be friends with me? Ha ha ha. Living spray. Bring stuff to life. Meanwhile, hi everybody. I'm back from lunch. Stop it, Dogman. Get off. No, cut it out. Stop. Enough. Quit it. Down, boy. Triple flubble rama. Llama ding dong. Remember, flip it, don't rip it. Welcome back, Chief. Bad dog man. Why do you always do that? You just saw me like 30 minutes ago. I hope you weren't lying on my new couch. Cool. Worm. There's a worm spot in my new couch. And there's a drool. And there's dog hairs. How many times I told you to stay off of my couch? What do you have to say to yourself? Sweet. Where are you going? Hey! Dogman ran out to the station. But why? Ha. With this dog whistle and this megaphone, I can use it to run out dogs in town. Sweet. Soon every dog in town came running. Big dogs, little dog, the poodle from the pet shop. Susu, come back. Even Dogman wasn't immune. Get along, little doggy. That's right. In here go. Soon every dog will be in my trap, including Dogman. Meanwhile, back at Ketcha. Stupid cat. I'll show him. Kitchen. Squeak. Boing. All of the hot dogs are cooked. Good. Let's take a break. Arise, my army. Arise, I say. Come to life, my brothers and sisters. Join me. Together we shall rule the world. Ha, ha, ha. Viva la revolution. The weenies followed their evil leader out of cat jail and into town. All right, weenies. Time to take over. And so, weenie war had begun. We interrupt the comic for breaking news. I'm Sarah Hafner with her top story. Petey, the world's most evilest cat, has captured all the dogs in the city. That's right, they are locked inside this cage. And what will you plan to do to them? Watch and learn, sister. Behold, the Smart Smasher 2000. Oh no, the pointy teeth thingies are moving down. Soon, those dogs will be crushed. No man, wait, Dogman will save them. Dogman is in the cage. It was true, Dogman was trapped. And his human strength didn't help. Oh no, Dogman is doomed. Why was I so mean to him? Then their chief. Dogman will save the day. You'll see. Meanwhile, the Winnie War raged on. It looked like the end was near, but it wasn't. Oh, look, how cute. Say cheese. Click. They saw one of them Hey, that one made a little campfire. Oh, how precious. Hey, those guys aren't afraid of us at all. We need some muscle. Ooh la la. I'm gonna spray that giant Griddle man. Doesn't that Griddle? He's silly, Archie. Take a bath. Who asked you? Chick, chick, chick. Psst. So Philly came to life. Hooray! With this grow mat under my control, the whole world will fall before me. Ha, ha, ha. Philly, don't be a grow. Don't be a fool with your life. Meanwhile, that man was trying to stop the crushing pointy dinghies, but human strength was giving out. Oh, the cannivity. How could things get any worse? I'll tell you how. Prepare to be entered because the weenies are taking over. Attack. Yarroar. Oh, look. Little baby hot dogs are starting a revolution. We're not little babies. We're literal size. Oh, how cute. Grr. We're not cute either. We're big. Aw, that once started an adorable little fire. That's not an adorable little fire. That's a ringing inferno of death. What I have to do to get a little respect around here, I have to destroy everything suddenly inside. The Mud Smasher 2000 Dogman got a great idea. He reached his shirt and pulled out a bone. Toss, clunk, hey! Who threw that bone? Dogman reached for another. Toss, bonk, hey! If you throw one more bone, I'm gonna clunk, tonk. Bonk, you're coming from that cage down there. Destroy that cage. Rip. All the dogs were now safe, except one. Well, well, well. You think you're a tough guy, eh? You think you're smart, do you? You think you're here, huh? Well, then I get through with you. You're gonna wish you were never, ever chomp, much, 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 chomp, much, much, much. But, dunk, hey, that's my living spray can. It better grab it before somebody else does. Oh no, it's in fire. Oh, hop, hop, hop. Oh, no. Kaboom. Petey flew away one way, and Dogman flew away the other. And all that was left was a bunch of little baby hot dogs. We're not little babies. We're regular sized. Yeah. Maybe we have lost our leader, but we're giant, and our giant grew, man. But we will never stop our reign of terror. We will destroy this world and build up a hey, we're these dogs came from. Well, I suppose I should running. Chop, turning, smash, sharp, jump, jump. Looks like dog eat hot dog world after. Looks like it's a dog eat hot dog world after all. But whatever happened to Dogman and Petey? Crash, boom, whack, supper time. I got food, Petey, and I ate juicy hot dog. Mwah! Dogman flew through the air. Boom, crash. Oh no, Chief's new couch is ruined. Dogman? Are you okay? Flip like the wind. Hip, hip, hooray. Ain't you glad that Chief ain't mad with Dogman no more? I'm sure am. Hooray for Dogman. Hola. Bueno, ya terminamos nuestro libro y es un libro de capítulos, ustedes vieron. Y bueno, los quiero ver otra vez. Quizás fue mucho tiempo, pero quizás les gustó mucho. Espero que les gustó porque no es el menos largo. Hay otros de esta serie que son más largos. Y bueno, no tengo el tercero, o sea, no voy a poder hacer ese podcast hasta que no tenga el tercero. Este es el primero, después el segundo, el domingo, el próximo domingo. Ese sí lo tengo. Después el tercero yo lo voy a coger. Y después... Bueno, para el cuarto sí tengo el cuarto. El quinto no lo tengo. Lo mismo con el sexto. El séptimo lo tengo. El octavo no lo tengo. El noveno sí lo tengo. Y el número 10 sí lo tengo, que es el último. Ok, entonces no tengo todos, pero tengo muchos, ok. Bueno, los veré el siguiente domingo. ¡Adiós!